This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This represents a net security to non-security decrease of $138 million below fiscal year 2011 continuing resolution. However, non-security spending alone is reduced by $192 million below the fiscal year 2011 continuing resolution. The bill also includes $266 million to respond to floods, storms, and other natural disasters. The bill reflects reductions below the fiscal year 2011 funding level in many programs. In making these funding decisions, programs directly related to public health and safety and domestic and international nutrition programs were prioritized.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the area of research, the 2012 bill provides $2.3 billion for the National Institute for Food and Agriculture and the Agricultural Research Service as compared to $2.3 billion in fiscal year 2011. Specifically within the National Institute on Food and Agriculture, the Agriculture and Food Research Initiative is funded at $266 million. The Hatch Act is funded at $236 million. The McIntyre-Stennis Cooperative Forestry Program is funded at $33 million, and Smith-Lever Sections 3B and 3C are funded at $296 million. The fiscal year 2012 bill provides $404 million for farm loan programs as compared to $461 million in fiscal year 2011. The bill provides $1.18 billion for farm service agency salaries and expenses as compared to $1.2 billion in fiscal year 2011. The bill also provides $828 million for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, compared to $871 million in 2011. The bill does not include funding for the Watershed Rehabilitation Program.